The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He entereth into peace, they rest in their beds, each one that walketh in his uprightness. Isaiah 57:1-2. There are numerous scriptures that require a moment of pause, the subject of our consideration being one of them. When listening to the world during a time of calamity, they say, "Where was God?" I haven't the wherewithal to answer all the questions that may arise from this and other passages, or to find out the work that God hath done from the beginning even to the end, Ecclesiastes 3:11. But the scriptures do attempt to cause men to consider what is taking place in life. The preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem, said, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die." Ecclesiastes 3:1. Solomon spoke of a number of events in life that encourage reflection. A good name is better than precious oil, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. One ushers in many sorrows, while the other ushers in eternal bliss for the righteous. It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made glad. The heart of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. And in the day of prosperity, be joyful, and in the day of adversity, consider. Yea, God hath made the one side by side with the other, to the end that man should not find out anything that shall be after him. Ecclesiastes 7:1-4, and verse 14. Concerning Ahab, Jehovah said, "Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and I will utterly sweep thee away, and will cut off from Ahab every man child." And as notorious as Ahab was as a king, when he had humbled himself, Jehovah came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, "Seest thou how Ahab humbleth himself before me? Because he humbleth himself before me, I will not bring the evil in his day, but in his son's day will I bring the evil upon his house." 1 Kings 21:21, and verse 29. As did Jehovah with Manasseh, king of Judah, in 2 Chronicles 33:10-13. Two of the most idolatrous kings of the nation, Jehovah responded kindly to them after they had humbled themselves. Though man has a difficult time understanding such, it is a matter that deserves attention, of which few consider. So it was with the words of Isaiah, saying, "None considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come." Isaiah 57:1. The righteous were being removed from Israel, and the people of the land were paying no attention to what was happening. Look at the society within which we live. Are there any that pay attention? Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to consider the words of Jesus to Jerusalem, saying, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, that killeth the prophets and stoneth them that are sent unto her, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate." Matthew 23:37-38.